The Ramah states, with regard to the reciting of Tachna, the Ein Nefilas Apayim El B'makim Sheish Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Tocho. It's necessary in order to be able to recite Tachna, according to the opinion of Rav Moshe Isserles, that you have to be in a room in which there is an Aron, as well as a Sefer Torah within it. Although below that, in the event that you're in a room without a Sefer Torah, according to the opinion of the Ramah, below that, oimrim tachnun blokisi ponim v'cheinu hagim. He says the custom that we should have is that we will still recite tachnun, but will not actually kisui ponim, cover our faces. The af l'minhag ashkenaz, she'omrim kapitul rachum v'chanun, even according to the opinion of Sachashkenaz, that we have other paragraphs that are recited. Yeshul hakbid al kach v'lipol kishein sefer Torah. We are makbid, according to Nusachashkenaz, that we should not recite Tachnun in the event that you're in a community or in a room where there's no sefer Torah present. Achlo, so does that mean you can just skip it? So maybe if you don't want to say Tachnun, just move to a different room. No. Achlo yidlugu al amiris hakapitol ki beseda tefilhu yesher gam omrim omid. He says that doesn't mean you're allowed to just skip it all entirely, but you just wouldn't be involved in actually falling upon your arm, because that is considered to be Meseder HaTefillah. It's certainly part of the davening. Now this is according to the opinion of the Ramah, that a person needs to be in a room where there is a Sefer Torah, or else you will not actually recite Tachlin as we do it. Not everyone agrees to this, including the opinion of the Arizal. It's brought down in his Siddur, in the Siddur of the Arizal. It says, quote, Vayipol, the person is allowed to recite Tachnun, falling upon their arm. Afal pi she'ein sefer Torah sham, even without a Torah. Ach lo yasezeh is an interesting next line that the Arizal says. Even though I allow you to recite Tachnun in this way, even though there's no sefer Torah, it depends on who you are. Lo yasezeh elo mishehu muksich b'chassidus v'hanhagus kabbalah. The only type of person that I allow you to do this is if you're someone that is very well in tune and very knowledgeable in all the mystical studies of Chassidus and Kabbalah. The question is, why does that make a difference if you're knowledgeable in Chassidus and Kabbalah in Torah? If you're fortified in Torah knowledge, why would that be a reason why you can say Tachanun in this way? Maybe we'll come up with an answer in a few moments. It's brought down elsewhere in the Sefer, interesting name, the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, which is written by Rav Goyin, it's written by the great sage Tikvasinsky. He says, "Kosav v'rushalayim nohagin manfilos apayim gam b'bayis she'en sham Sefer Torah." Says there's an exception, even according to the opinion of the Ramah, that requires a Sefer Torah in the place where Tachnun is said. But if you are in your Yerushalayim, no problem. You can still say Tachnun even without a Torah. V'gam kishein makom kavua l'tefila, even if this is not necessarily a set place where people daven. And the question is, why? Why does Yerushalayim make any difference? But to answer the question why Yerushalayim makes any difference, we have to ask a more general question. And that more general question is, why does having a Sefer Torah have anything to do with the resetting of Tachnun? So what if there's no Torah? So why can't you say Tachnun? What does one have to do with the other? So he explains, the Tam Haminig Lipo Rak B'Mokum Sheish Sefer Torah Hu Al Smacha Remez B'Pasuk. This is the reason why, is because the Pasuk tells us pretty clearly that there's a connection between Tachnun and a Sefer Torah. After all, it says in the 7th chapter in Sefer Yoshua, V'Yipol Al Panav Arza with Ne Aron Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. Vayipol al panav artzel lifnei Aron Hashem, that you fell upon your face to the ground in front of the Aron Hashem. So why does it have to say lifnei Aron Hashem? Perhaps that's come to tell you specifically that because you're lifnei Aron Hashem, that's what allows you, or that's why we tell you that a person is allowed to be vayipol al panav artzel. But if a person is not lifnei Aron Hashem, if you don't have, you're not in front of an Aron where there's a sefer Torah, what the pasuk is telling us is that a person should not recite Tachnun in that way. So why Yerushalayim without a Sefer Torah? What's the difference? He says as follows. Yerushalayim shekedushaso kedushas olam. When it comes to Yerushalayim, that the level of sanctity and holiness that is in the air is something which is eternal, regardless of whether there's a Beis HaMikdash standing or not. Harihi kelifnei Aron Hashem. It's always considered as though that there's a lifnei Aron Hashem. V'yesh omrim she'efshir she'en hadavar mamurim el b'Yerushalayim she'ben chomos v'lo b'shchunot Yerushalayim she'chutz l'chomos. It's a question whether it's within the walled city or even in the neighboring cities, but certainly what the message of what he's saying is as follows, that when a person is in Yerushalayim, it's comparable to being always in front of an Aron and always being in front of a Sefer Torah. And perhaps with that we can maybe understand what the Arizal is saying as well. That even though you are not in Yerushalayim, but you happen to be an individual who's muksik b'chassidus and hanhagas kabbalah, you're someone who is well-grained in tremendous Torah knowledge, so you're also constantly lifnei Aron Hashem. Even though there's not a physical Sefer Torah in front of you, but you inside have that Sefer Torah. And therefore, that could possibly be the reason why the Arizal says such an individual is allowed to recite Tachnun. Of course, according to the Ramah, he doesn't hold like that. He doesn't differentiate. No person is allowed to say Tachnun in such a situation. Now, what's the question, what's the din when it comes to reclining and lying down and bowing down when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? When it comes to all the time of saying Tachnun, we said according to the Ramah, that it's only when there's a Sefer Torah. So you would think, probably, that when it comes to just doing this, you have to have a Sefer Torah. So when it comes to literally what we do in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when we completely prostrate ourselves in front of Hashem, certainly would you think that you would need a Sefer Torah. But we see in Halacha it's the exact opposite. He says as follows, "Yishtachava shenohagin ma Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim." When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we bow down at those specific points, "Lekuli alma," everyone agrees. "Ein sarach davke b'makom sheish sefer Torah." You do not need to have a Torah present to bow down during the certain points of the avoda of Yom Kippur, and also when we bow down Rosh Hashanah. Why? It's because the bowing down then is not the same reason why we recite Tachnun. Why do we recite Tachnun? Is mishum she'ein ikora mishum vidoy umesiris nefesh el mishum haskaras Hashem roi mesakel. The reason why we bow down Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is because during the certain parts of the avodah in which Hashem's glorious name is actually uttered and recited, therefore, in hearing that, we automatically, as a reaction, bow down upon hearing His name. So that's not something which needs a Sefer Torah. It's just us hearing the words of Hashem, that this is what's happening during that avodah, never you're allowed to bow down. However, when it comes to the resetting of Tachnun, which is such an incredibly serious tefillah, which corresponds to vidui, to confession, mesiras nefesh, and giving over your entire neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something which we require more, that according to the opinion of the Ramah, it's necessary that you have to have a Sefer Torah. We'll see tomorrow when, according to the Ramah, you're required to have a Sefer Torah. What if you're in a community which, unfortunately, that Sefer Torah that you have is puzzle? Is a puzzle Sefer Torah considered to be a Sefer Torah enough to be able to say Tachnun in such an area, in such a room? That we'll continue and discuss tomorrow.